Hello, everyone. I'm Kyron Dene, and this is QU, a student podcast on the QU Media Podcast Network. We are in Studio Q at North Campus today on February 23rd, 2025. On today's show, we'll be going over the week in review, preview what's going up next. We'll talk a little bit about today's polar plunge, overlook some of these stories, my stories that I've written over the past few weeks. And then we'll also be talking about anything my co-host today, Nate Engler, say what's up.
Yo, how you guys doing?
And then we got Thomas Murray.
Yo.
And we got great co-hosts today. We're talking about anything them guys want to talk about, the All-Star Game, March Madness, all type of things coming up. And then we're going to have a fun little segment at the end. But before we could get into that, let's get into the quick preview, you know. Actually, let's get into the review. My apologies. So, you know, women's basketball, a lot of basketball this weekend. We had women's basketball as well as men's basketball both take dubs versus McKendree and Maryville. Women's basketball also clinched the GLVC women's basketball tournament, clinched their spot. They'll be competing in that. And, you know, we had some baseball, tennis all week, and a lot of people taking wins. How do you guys feel about the sports on campus this past week?
Yeah, definitely, man. I say we give a quick round of applause for all our spring athletes, man. You know, they've done such a great job working hard, preparing for their seasons, and all the hard work's really about to pay off. Especially that girls' basketball team, man. They're all one for sure.
Yeah,
for
sure. I definitely feel like the girls have been playing super competitive. They actually been feeling like they got to get after it. They playing like it's a chip on their shoulder. They want it all. I see it.
No doubt.
For sure. So, I mean, stepping away from sports, looking at some of the past stories this past week, Quincy University responded to changing their immigration policies. You know, with the ICE situation going on recently, Quincy University decided to update their policies and talk more about that. And we got that story coming from Angelina. More on that on QUmedia.net. We got the study abroad trip to London and Edinburgh. Got a quick highlight from Rochelle. That story is also on QUmedia.net. There's also a story on there. Coach Sayi, I think his name is Coach Sayi, the new weightlifting coach. He's been getting acclimated into his new role. He's been in the weight room with you guys a couple bit, whispering football. What do you guys think about him, and how has his presence been in the weight room?
Yeah, he's been really motivating us, making sure we're getting all of our lifts in. And, yeah, that's all I can think about right now.
Yeah, man, I can't say I've had too many interactions with him. You know, I actually don't think we've had a chance to introduce each other yet, but you know, I think he's going to do great things for this program, and I'm excited to see what he can do for our athletes.
For sure. And all of that information is all on QUmedia.net. Lock into all of those stories, and we'll finish that off, man. And looking ahead a little bit, we got some baseball games throughout the week, as well as some basketball games. I think women's wrestling is at a tournament right now, so good luck to them. And next week, bowling. Women's bowling will be at the Nebraska Big Red Invitational. That's big
okay,
time.
Okay, Huskers.
Yeah, go Huskers. And actually, go Hawks, you know.
Let's go Hawks, man.
Yeah, let's go Hawks. We're going to go ahead and say good luck to them. And is there anything you guys are looking forward to this past, upcoming week?
Just making it to Friday, man. For sure. You know, my work on making it to Friday, man.
For sure.
Yeah, what about you, man, Nate? Got a few observations coming up at the high school. Excited to get over there and get some good experience in the education system. You know, can't wait, man.
Yeah, and Nate, you actually changed your major from communications to the educational system. How are you getting acclimated with that, and what's been your favorite part about the teaching program here at Quincy?
You know, it's been a great, smooth transition, and I really got to give it all to Miss Christina Preeb. She's made this process very easily on me. She's helped me out this whole way, and she's honestly probably my favorite thing about this system, I would say. You know, she's a very cool lady, and I'm glad I got the chance to meet her.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And also, let's just talk about some things that happened this week and in our lives and QU around the campus. And today we had today's polar plunge.
Oh, yeah.
Had guys jumping into some awfully cold water. I think, Nate, you did definitely jump into the cold water. You're insane for that. What's your thoughts on the polar plunge and how your experience was today?
Yeah, I did. You know, I'm excited I got the chance to get out there. It's a great great cause, man, especially for the Special Olympics, because, you know, that's such a great opportunity for some of these people. And, you know, I'm just glad I got to be a part of it. The water was definitely cold, but it was a nice way to start the day. You know, I can say that I did it, which is pretty cool. And it's pretty cool. I got to see Tom, man. He came out supported, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I came out there, sat in the stands, watched my guy dive in. So a lot of our guys, actually, a couple of sprint football guys, Deuce. I think that was the only other one in there.
Rivas.
Shout out Rivas.
Shout out Rivas,
man. And Rivas, definitely big shouts out. Sprint football has been doing a lot of good things in the community recently. I've been seeing you guys have been at the elementary school having lunch with them. How was that experience?
That was pretty cool. You know, we got the chance to sit down and talk to some of these kids about their days while they were eating lunch. And, you know, it's really just awesome because, you know, that was the best moment of some of these kids' day, which is pretty cool that you got the chance to make a kid's day like that.
Sure, for sure.
And, that's definitely a good thing. When I went on my observation the other day, some of my students were telling me about y'all. They said they were giving y'all the autographs, so he said he said y'all were fans of them a little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely something they'll never forget, which is pretty awesome.
Facts. I loved y'all for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Glad to see QU athletes, sprint football especially, doing great things in the community. But let's bring it back to today's Polar Plunge. I mean, if you do not know what the Polar Plunge is an event where people from all across the Quincy community definitely has some law enforcement there. It's actually powered by the law enforcement. And, you know, we just have some people coming in and jump into a pool, huge pool of just awfully cold water. It always happens in February. It's kind of diabolical that they would do it in such cold weather, but that's neither here nor there. But the Hawks were definitely freezing for a reason today. The big water event, and that's definitely amazing. And look, Quincy looking to keep that along and keep that chugging for a few years. Watch out for that story coming up on QUmedia.net. We're definitely going to get some coverage on that and get you guys inside scoop on that one. But let's bring it to where we are today. First story, I want to talk about Kirkland Burton, you guys' offensive coordinator, second time being you guys' coach for this year. What's your thoughts on Kirk and that outlook for the season and the new discipline that he's implemented in the program?
Yeah, I like Coach Kirk a lot. He don't want nothing but for everybody to be their best version of themselves. He want everybody to work hard every day, get up and just get after. Like, there's nothing to it. He want to just be.
You can talk into the mic a little bit more.
He wants to just be more natural, to just be an athlete. He wants you to be athletic. He wants you to be better than what you are, so what you think you are, because a lot of people be holding themselves back. And he really just wants you to be the best athlete you can be, basically.
Thanks, Tom. And what about you, Nate?
Yeah, no doubt. I definitely agree, man. He wants us to get out there. He strives for us to be our best. You can see that he shows up every day just like we do, early morning, 6 a.m. in the freezing cold. He's right there with us. So, you know, all thanks to him. And I'm really excited for what he could do for us this upcoming season.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely a big fan of Kirk. Some of the stuff in his story, just to give you guys a little bit of insight if you don't know who he is. I mean, he's a man of many titles. He's a coach for sprint football. He's a performance advisor as well as a personal trainer in Quincy, Illinois. He's also a father, husband, mentor to tons of people across the community of Quincy. You know, he coached at the local high school, Quincy High School, for a few years. And, you know, making that move to college sports, definitely a big time for him. He also has his own personal training line as well as brand called All We Got. And, you know, he's inspiring the youth, personal training as the youth and getting their skills acclimated to where they could be for college and whatever next level they want to get to, as well as older people in the community that just want to get their lives together, get fit. And Kirkland Burton is all about just making sure that he can bring the best out of those people, because he believes that his job is to find that deep-rooted, you know, potential in someone and just take it out of them, basically. And we're definitely thank you for Kirkland Burton, and we're definitely happy to see what he's doing further in the Quincy community and looking forward to see what he does this year in sprint football in his season.
Facts, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so another question about Kirk. What is you guys' favorite memory with him, and, what could you think about what Kirk has done for the program that really resonated with you? We'll start with you, Nate.
My favorite memory with Kirkland has to be when he gave my man, Marcus, his haircut. Marcus had when he said he was going to get a shot from Kirk, he came back to the room with the most bogus, crazy haircut I've ever seen. And I'll never forget that, man. That's hilarious. Kirkland Burton, great dude, great coach. Do not let him cut your hair.
I definitely say my favorite moment with Kirk, we were doing some Oklahoma drills with the DBs, and We wasn't doing nothing, and he literally made us run across the field until the end of Indies, telling us we got to get after it.
Right, yeah, for sure. Definitely. He's a man of many titles. I don't think Barber is one that he's pursuing too heavily and, you know, making you guys run. I'm pretty sure that's not any ill intent. I bet he's probably just trying to get the best of you guys, like he is for everyone in the Quincy community. So we definitely want to shout out Kirkland Burton.
No doubt.
And you can read more about his story and what he's attempting to do more on QUmedia.net. But shifting gears to the other side of wellness and personal training, the nutrition side, because that's definitely important. How important is you guys' nutrition and what you eat and put into your bodies and helping that translate to the field for you guys?
Yeah, man. Food is fuel, definitely. So you got to eat right. Got to drink water for sure, man. Staying hydrated is one of the most important things. Keeps your mind clear. Keeps your body good. Physical health is mental health and vice versa. So, you know, it's very important.
Facts. If you don't treat your body right, you're not going to play good at all, like whatsoever.
So definitely, you know, nutrition is definitely big time and making sure that you guys, you athletes, are making, my apologies, making strides on the field as well as, you know, in the weight room. So that brings me to my next story. The Quincy University athletes share. Have you guys heard about the TeamWorks nutrition app that QU has been trying to implement around the sports at QU?
I have not.
Nah, not at all.
Okay, so let me tell you guys a little bit about what that is. So it's a new nutrition app. It's team-oriented. It's called TeamWorks. The football team, the Division II football team, they were like the lab rats for it, and they let them guinea pig it out for a little bit. And it basically, it has a lot of good features. You know, it has a calendar that shows whatever, like, meeting or weight training you have for that day. Mm-hmm. It shows that you can have a weight training at 6 a.m. It's going to still, it's going to still show your class that you have at 12:30 or something like that. So you have everything in one spot. You know, it's not just team oriented, but it's also classroom oriented and schedule oriented to make sure you're staying on top of that. There's also some, you know, some recipes and stuff. It is a nutrition app, so there's some recipes and stuff that people can follow and make sure that they're putting the right food in their body for their particular sport, and so they can excel in their sport. But this is the part where students are having a little bit of pushback from. There's been a little bit of pushback on the nutrition part of the app, and people have been saying that they don't want to have a meal plan or have to be able to insert in exactly everything that they're eating, whether that is like amount of fat grams that they're having or the sugar or sodium grams that they're having. They want to be real intricate in putting in whatever food that they're eating right now, and that's been causing a lot of uproar. People don't feel like that's very controlling, and the coaches could go in and look at whatever you're eating, and as well as dietitians, and the students are not really walking with that. So my first question to you, Nate, is what's your thoughts on that, and what do you think that you would do with that app?
Yeah, man, it's kind of interesting for sure, because I could definitely see both sides. I could see how people would maybe not want everyone to know exactly what what it is that they're eating. But at the same time, we are college athletes, and if our coach tells you to do something, then you might have to make some sort of sacrifices sometimes. Because in the end term, or in the long run, it is a good idea, I think, and I think it could be definitely very beneficial to some sports teams. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure what I would do. I think I would go with it and maybe see what it has to offer. But I don't know. That's interesting for sure.
What about you, Tom?
I'd probably go with it just because since we play sprint football, it's pretty weight-based. It's a weight-based sport, and there's other, like, weight-based sports like wrestling and things of that nature, so where athletes have to watch their weight. And so I kind of don't see nothing wrong with it, but I would see on a different side where other sports where athletes are getting too heavy, too big, or some of that matter, and they're not able to play at their full capability. So coaches might be right on that part.
Yeah, for sure. And you mentioned weight control sports. We have a handful of those here at QU. You talked about wrestling. And in the story, Nate, you wrestled for a little bit. In the story, one of the wrestlers that I had interviewed, Jasmine Hopkins, she said that she brought up the point about how wrestling is already prone to eating disorders and stuff of that nature. So, like, wrestlers in turn, like, she said that she might be one of those people that lies on the app. You know, she might not be mm-hmm. exactly putting in what she's eating, but thanks to those eating disorders or just wanting to have that privacy for whomever, herself, the coach, or whatever that may lay, she just said that she may not participate in the app thanks to those, not really thanks, but as a result of the things that wrestlers already have to endure on a week-to-week basis, staying yeah. underweight. So, Nate, I know you have a little bit of experience with that. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, I think she brings up a great point, actually. I've definitely seen firsthand, you know, this, like, wrestling coaches and trainers and people expect these kids to cut 15 to 20 pounds of water weight, which is impossible. So they're cutting actual body weight, which is fat turned muscle. And then it's definitely unhealthy for the body as well as terrible on the mind. And it leads to bad habits in the future because these kids are used to just not eating for little days at a time, drinking very minimal amounts of water. Yeah, it could definitely lead to some bad things. And I think she has a point in bringing up that the app could lead to some of those same things. So, yeah, I think she might have a good point there, and I think that might be a reason for that not to work. I think kids would lie on the app, too. I think that she's right about that as well.
Yeah, for sure. As well as lying, I mean, students also said that they were not too much in control of what they're eating because, you know, a lot of students do rely on the cafeteria. So, you know, with the cafeteria, they have recipes and schedules for meals already laid out probably weeks in advance. You never know. So being able to follow some of those and, like, follow the recipes and put in the stuff that they're eating in the caf, it may not match up to what's on the app. Mm-hmm. You know, coach could see that and, you know, they might face backlash. I mean, I feel like the students have a good point. What do you think about that, Tom?
I do feel like the students do have a good point because the caf definitely does serve different things that most people would think are regular controlled foods on an app of some sort. And with all that, students may not even like some of the food in the caf, so they might not even have the money to go out and get something to eat, so they might not end up eating that day because you never know how it gets out here in college. And so the athletes might be right.
Yeah, so it's definitely an interesting topic. You could definitely read more about that at QUmedia.net. Give your opinion on that. Go ahead and comment under the story or whatever you feel like. Student, alumni, whoever you are. I mean, whatever you think about it, just let me know how you feel, and maybe that could help give out a good solution as to what the app could do. Just a little bit, dive in a little bit more. They said, some of the students I talked to, they said that a solution might not just making the app, don't make that mandatory. They'd rather just have the app be optional. But I feel like that kind of takes away from the team aspect of it. You know, there could be competition with the eating and stuff like that. I'm not too much sure how they want to do that, but I don't know. I feel like it makes sense because if you want to be your own person, it involves that a lot of individualism. So that makes sense, sure. So it's definitely an interesting topic. I talked to some of the coaches. Some of the coaches said that they would just have the Teamworks app at what athletes should be eating instead of tracking what they are eating, because that may lead to some bad things. Like if the app just put you should eat X, Y, and Z if you want X, Y, and Z, give guidelines instead of tracking what people are eating and probably kind of putting a hold over what they're doing. I feel like that's a good option as well. So we definitely have some things to look at before they implement the app, and everything will be all good. And I'm sure that athletes and coaches and stuff will all get along. Moving on, you know, is there anything you guys wanted to talk about, QU related or anything in the world of media? I know this past week we had the NBA All-Star game. It was a lot of discourse about that. What do you guys think about the All-Star game?
That was weak, man.
I didn't like the format at all. That was weak. Should have kept the 5-on-5, let everybody get out there and ball. I feel like Shea would have had a lot more points than what he had, honestly.
Shea
Gill just They were talking about LeBron James and how he sat out and he showed up, took away an All-Star spot, and then They said he made it a lot about him and how he just showed up and had all the cameras around and said he didn't play thanks to knee and ankle discomfort. What do you guys think about that? And how does that relate to how the players may not be giving enough effort or caring a lot about the All-Star game that has created this discourse?
Well, I mean, LeBron's also 40 years old. And so I feel like at that age, if your knee and ankle is not feeling right, then he's prone to be able to sit down.
Yeah.
And he's also not even arguably.
The greatest.
The best player to ever touch a basketball. And so, I mean, if it was somebody like Killian Hayes or something, sit him down. But it's literally LeBron. Like, I mean, if he didn't feel well enough to play that day, then he can't play that day.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, we're not going to do too much negative talk about LeBron, man. You know.
Facts.
Yeah, for sure. So what do you guys think about how they said that the players aren't really caring, and how do you think that we could get the players to care to put out a better product for the fans? What do you think, Nate?
I mean, money talks, man. You could always incentivize it, man. That's kind of what you see with hockey, man. You saw how those boys got after it.
Facts.
dropping the gloves in the first 9 seconds, man. You love to see it.
How many fights was it, like 3?
3, yeah, 3. So I think definitely incentivizing it in some way, shape, or form. Baseball as well. I know the winner gets to get a home field advantage in the World Series, so they might. MLB All-Star Game is always fun to watch. I know that. Home Run Derby and whatnot. So I don't know. Got to look inward.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of these NBA players have been playing each other for years, since high school to college, all the way to the league. For example, guys like Jalen Green and Cade Cunningham, they've been playing each other for years, AAU days. And so if they were in the All-Star game, I feel like it'd be more competitive. But since, like, the higher-ups have been playing so long, like Stephen Curry and all of them, it's just more like a game to please the fans. But the fans aren't really getting pleased. But what's going on?
Talk about Stephen Curry. I mean, the All-Star game was in San Francisco, his home – not his hometown, but where the Warriors play in. I mean, he wasn't even really getting a big ovation there. It looks like a lot of people weren't really having too much fun at the All-Star game. And then the Mr. Beast stuff, man. I mean, the Kevin Hart.
Yeah, what was that, man?
Yeah, they weren't having too much fun. And it's created some bad discourse around the NBA, and that's just not that good. Not good stuff that you want to see. Hopefully they could recover. I mean, they got Luka and LeBron on the same team. You got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I mean, you got some dogs over there in the East. I mean, the NBA could get real interesting past this All-Star break. We just had to have a rough patch, and that's unfortunate. Shifting gears still to some basketball coming up next week. March starts, and you know what that means, March Madness. Do you guys have a horse in the race, or do you guys just like making brackets and coming together?
M-I-Z. Crickets.
No, thank you.
Okay, so you're going with
definitely go with them Tigers, man. Let's do it, man. They're hot right now.
I think top 10 wins.
Go ahead.
I think Auburn's going to win it all.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Tom said Auburn's going to win it all.
Boring.
See how them boys are hooping? What are you talking about?
Who just beat them?
M-I-Z.
Not really worried about Z. Everybody loses one game. Everybody loses one.
Okay. Well, you've heard it here first. Nate has selected the Mizzou Tigers. Tom has selected the Auburn Tigers. Battle of the Tigers here. You could come here first, and if they win it, come back to this podcast, man. And you will remember it. Me personally, I don't really have a horse in the race. Don't really follow college basketball as much as I follow college football. But if I were to pick, I'd pick Duke, man. I like Cooper Flagg. The main event, that guy's big time, man.
Big time.
So I'm going to go ahead and pick Duke.
Did he just have a double-double the other night?
18 years old, man.
Yeah, he was hooping with the Olympic team this past year.
Getting some work in, man.
Yeah, he's 17 hooping against LeBron James. I mean, that's insane.
Big time.
I mean, it's pretty easy to him, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, that's insane. So, I mean, that's quick wrap up. I don't think anything else too big happened over this past week besides that in the world that we're following. Comment down below if there's anything that we missed or something that we should be following that you guys have and want to enlighten us. But now we're coming into our amazing segment of the day. Yes, sir. This is the segment of the day I've selected. So, you know, we talked a little bit about nutrition. We talked a little bit about lifting. So what I'm going to have you guys do today, I'm going to have you guys blind rank fruits in relation to the nutrition app. We're going to start with you, Tom. I have 5 fruits for you here. I'm going to have you blind rank them from 1 to 5. Starting off with orange.
3.
Solid.
Okay, so we got orange at 3. Next is watermelon.
5.
That's a hot take. Watermelon at five?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm like a big texture guy. I don't like the texture of watermelon. Then having to spit out a seed or just biting into it again, it don't really strike me. Like, okay. I don't like it that much.
Okay, me personally, I don't know. So it looks like Tom won't be putting watermelon on his new Teamworks app. That's interesting. So we're gonna go next to Apple.
Two.
So okay. He has apple at two, orange at three, watermelon at five, strawberry.
One.
And then we got last mango. We have four. So just to let you recap Tom's list, he has strawberry at one, apple at two, orange at three, mango at four, and watermelon at five. That's definitely an interesting list.
Interesting for sure.
Definitely interesting for sure. List. Nate, what about you? I'm going to say the same order, and you could go ahead and blind rank yours. Let's start off with orange.
Yeah, I'd have to put orange in number four.
Number four, okay.
Yeah, not a big orange guy. Never have been.
Okay. What about you? What about watermelon for you?
Watermelon, I'm going two.
For sure. I like watermelon when it's very sweet. Me personally, I'm not a big, like, when it got a lot of seeds, it's not too sweet. And I get what you're going there.
Hot summer day, man. Yeah.
Yeah, can't wait for that. What about orange? What about apple?
Apple, going number three.
Number three. Okay. What about mango?
Mango have to go number five.
Five and then strawberry
number one.
See, that's the list that I definitely agree with more.
For sure.
Watermelon at five is interesting. Watermelon.
Yeah, it's a surprising take.
Watermelon at five is interesting, but, you know, that is what it is. So then, you know, we also talked about nutrition. We also talked about Kirkland Burton and his All We Got. I just got word in that they were at a Macon, Missouri, or somewhere in Missouri at a 707 tournament representing out there for All We Got. Good luck to them, and shout out them and pursuing that 707.
That was good luck.
Kirk, man.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out Kirk.
Hope all them boys stay safe, man.
Yeah, hopefully they bring home a trophy and they can hang it in their room or whatever they got going on. Definitely, definitely loving what Kirkland Burton's doing over there with All We Got, man. But let's talk about something that he loves, too. Let's talk about blind ranking some lifts. You know, I know you guys been in the gym a little bit. We could talk about some lifts, and I'm gonna start with you, Nate, on this one. The first lift we have is deadlift.
Deadlift. It's five again.
Yeah, one through five. Yeah.
All right. Deadlift. Man, I don't like deadlift. I'm gonna go number five.
Okay.
It hurts the back, man.
Okay. What about squat? Back squat in particular.
We'll go number two.
Okay. What about hang clean?
Hang clean. We'll go number three.
Okay. Bench press
number one, man. That's
number one.
That's my thing, man.
That's an interesting thing. Well, how much can you bench? I mean, let us know, man. How much do you bench, man? Let us know.
So I think last time it was about 295.
295.
Yeah, 315. I got it. It was going, and you know, but 315 definitely coming up soon, man.
Yeah, 315. We'll be here for it. We'll definitely be here for it. So
no doubt.
Okay, and the last one is pull-ups. Where do you rank pull-ups? I think you'll have to have that at, what, four?
Four, yeah.
Yeah. Do you agree with that?
I think I do.
Move that?
I would probably put deadlifts above pull-ups. Not a big pull-up guy at all.
Yeah, definitely not a big pull-up guy.
But I'm good at number four.
For sure. What about Tom? I'll go ahead and let you know. Bench press, where do you want to rank that one?
We'll go three.
Three at bench press. Okay. Back squat, where do you want to rank back squat?
We'll go two with it.
Okay, two. Hang clean, I feel.
Number one.
Okay. How much can you hang clean?
Way too much.
230.
Okay.
Not 230,
Yeah, just way too much.
Way too much.
Yeah. What about deadlifts?
We'll go four.
Four, and then.
Like to pick up heavy weight sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. So that means pull-ups is going to be at five. Not big pull-up guys. That's very interesting. Very interesting. But I can see where that comes from. It makes sense. But, that gets us up with our segment of the week, our blind rank with Tom and Nate Engler. And that just moves us on to another thing we do every week here at QU Media, our favorites. For me, I've picked our favorite song. I know we're all big into music. I think you guys make a little bit of music, too. I'm not sure if we could get in any of that plan.
Yeah,
but
just a little bit.
Yeah, but
just
big
here
on
there, here
yeah,
there.
Big music head. Pretty simple question. What's your favorite songs that you guys been playing on repeat and favorite songs of this week? I'm going to start off. I've been going back to some Lil Yachty. We Saw the Sun. I'm not sure if you guys have seen that. A little bit of psychedelic rock vibes when he wanted to release that. It's a pretty decent song if you wanted to turn it on. What about you, Nate?
Good stuff. You know, I've been getting out there. I've been playing a lot of Juice WRLD recently, actually, I call myself. Good stuff, man. Maze, good song.
Yeah.
That Jeff Hardy, Nine Nine, man. Good yeah. stuff, man. Good
Great stuff. RIP Juice World.
Yeah, definitely.
RIP. What about you, Tom?
Really been dabbling into the Trippie Redd scene really recently.
Love to
playing
hear
a
that.
Lot of Geronimo.
Love to hear that.
A lot of different the Juice World and Trippie Redd song, 1400 999 song. You know, getting into that. Playing Life's a Trip. Love that album. You know, dabble here and there. You know, that's about it, man.
Yeah. So we got Trippie Redd, we got some Juice World, and we got some Lil Yachty, some SoundCloud rappers for you guys this week. And,
some underground stuff.
Yeah,
man.
Just some Nothing underground crazy. Stuff.
Are Nothing. They still underground?
Yeah.
Sadly.
You guys are nobody, man.
Sadly. But that's all we have this week. I really appreciate you guys listening. Thank you to my co-hosts, Nate Engler.
Thank you, man.
Thomas Murray.
Appreciate you for having
had
us.
Had a blast.
Man.
Had a blast.
For coming with me this week. And thank you for listening to QU. I'm Kyron Danae, and this has been a production of the QU Media Podcast Network. Have a great week, and Sko Hawks.
Sko Hawks, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.